Blessed Miller. I graduated from South High and I attended YSU. Then I got a job and I decided to keep the job.
Alrighty. What kind of student were you in school?
In high school, I was a student that hated high school. I hated high school, but I had the determination to graduate it. So I made up my mind to graduate, and so I was just a determined student to graduate.
Right.
But when I got to college, college was different. I loved college. It was good. It was adventurous, and you learn things that, you know, really wasn't taught in high school.
Mm-hmm. What did you go for in college?
Secondary education.
Awesome. Okay. So who was the biggest influence on your life growing up and even just now?
I would have to say my mother / and my sister, but my mother, she wasn't one who always kept nagging you and nagging you and nagging you about things. She just set examples. Like, for instance, when I was like 12 years old and she was raising my brother and myself alone, she went out and started going to school for, you know, nurse's aide.
Mm.
And at that time, it was in like in the 70s, and women just didn't do that. They stayed home, you know, or they get,
right.
You know, they just got a minimum wage job or something like that. But
that's
she went
huge
out. And,
when
yeah.
you have kids, too, you know what I mean?
Right. Okay, and she also taught me, like, she moved to Youngstown and she brought herself a house. She taught me things like finances and, mm-hmm. you know, always the value of a dollar. And she brought herself a house, and one Christmas she loved the smell of fresh evergreen, mm-hmm. and she would always go out and buy a tree, right? Mm-hmm. But this Christmas, on her own land, she had brought her own house, and in her backyard there was a Christmas tree back there.
Mm-hmm.
She went out there and she cut that Christmas tree down. I was laughing so hard. She said, "You gonna help me?" I said, "I can't." This is too hilarious. I mean, she was so determined. She got the ladder. She climbed the ladder. She chopped the tree down. She dragged the tree back in the house. She decorated the tree with all her old ornaments. She used to save ornaments from when we was younger.
Mm-hmm.
And she knew every ornament, you know, she could identify each ornament. That was a beautiful Christmas, too.
Mm-hmm.
She also taught me how tight she was with her sisters, though. Her sisters was always fighting with her. She was always, you know, she was called the pretty one. And they was always fighting, but she wouldn't allow me to criticize any of my aunts, you know. And I had a lot of criticism about some of my aunts, but she said that's her fight between her and her sister, you know. Stuff like that, family loyalty and stuff like that. She taught me things like that. But she was never one who just kept bugging you and bugging you and bugging you about things. You know, she would set examples. Like, she never really taught me how to cook. She would just show me how to cook. Like, one time it was New Year's Eve, and she was cooking oysters. And I had to be like 5 or 6 years old. And I was just standing there watching. She said, "You want to try some?" And I tried. You know, she had the flour and the egg. She said, "Dip it in the egg and then dip it in the flour. And make sure you dust the extra flour off and stuff like that." You know, she just set examples. And when I was like 5 years old, she taught me how to thread a needle, stuff like that, you know.
Yeah.
And to this day, I can sew a blouse by hand, you know. Just
wow.
from that one experience, you know.
Yeah.
And when I say my sister, because my sister, after I turned 14, I came to live with my sister, and I lived with my sister. And my sister, you know, she was the type of person who, she went to college too, you know, and she graduated from college, and she got like a computer job and stuff like that. And
mm-hmm.
I guess those two was my greatest influence, you know.
Right. How has your life been different than you imagined?
Well, it really is not really all that different, except for the fact that I would prefer to be living in a penthouse right now.
Have you lived in like the Youngstown area
yeah.
this whole time? Okay.
Yeah. They, you know, a lot of people gripe about it because it's so small.
Mm-hmm.
But you can find things to do in Youngstown, you know. And it's not all
that
small.
Better, yeah. Yeah.
I guess that's it. I mean, really, I would prefer to be somewhere like on a beach or something, like in a, you know, but, you know, that's not, I could go spend a vacation on the beach, you know.
Exactly.
So it's not really all that different.
Right. What was the happiest moment of your life and the saddest moment of your life?
Let me see. I'm gonna start with the saddest.
Okay.
The saddest was when my mother died.
When was that?
My mother died in 2013, July 19th.
Oh my.
That was really sad. My sister had died the year before too. So it's like, that's why it took so long for me to think, because I was like, they both too sad. You know, they, you can't, right. can't compare it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, those were some real sad times. But I can say that the happiest I was when my son, he was in a walker, this round walker where you sit the kids in, and they got this little blue, this gray, this tray, and it was one big piece of, it was one unit, and it had wheels, and I was standing up the wall just looking at them, you know, just, that is a beautiful child, you know, that is, I kept looking at him and looking at him, and he caught my eyes. He stood up inside the walker and started walking to me. That was his first time he ever walked. I mean, he would always drag it around, you know, but he stood up and just walked and pulled the walker with him. I was like, oh man, I picked him up out of the walker and I put him up in the air and everything like that. And I was really thrilled. I ain't had a happier moment since then.
Yeah. How many children do you have?
Just one.
What does he do now?
He works for, in Miami, he works for like a public survey company.
When did you first fall in love?
I fall in love all the time. When did I first fall in love? The first time I fell in love was in high school. It was a big crush. It was a terrific crush. It was one of them crushes where you just came home from school and just stayed up in your room. Came home from school and stayed up in your room, just dreamed about the wrong person.
Mm-hmm.
It was a stupid crush too. It wasn't reciprocated either.
Still counts though, right?
Yeah, that was the first time.
Do you believe in love at first sight?
Do I believe in love at first sight? I guess in a corner of my heart, I believe in love at first sight, because, you know, sometimes there may be somebody who just, you know, like karma, charisma, some people say the Holy Ghost testifies about it or something like that. It's just somebody that you know, you know, you can be associated with, or you can, you know, be compatible with.
Right.
So in a part of my heart, do, but I know most relationships, you get to work at them.
That's true. It's very true. It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
Well, what have you learned from your relationships? Like, what are, I don't know, some key points or advice even that you could, like, give about relationships?
Mostly that you get to work at them.
Yeah.
That mostly, they say first impressions are the, what is the little adage down? First impressions are the, you know.
They can. It's like they're.
Or the most impressionable, I guess the word is, I'm trying to say, but I don't know. Them first impressions is nice and good, but once you get to know a person, is, you know, I strive to know a person and feel about them the way I felt about them at the first time.
Right.
You know, and I'd be letting them know, like, I know I had an argument with somebody, and I said, you know what, I know that's not you. So I'm going to let this one slide.
Right.
I'm going to let you go ahead and say what you got to say, but I know that's not you. So then we apologize to each other. And it really wasn't, you really do have to work on your relationships. And that's like in family, you got to work on your family relationships, your personal relationships, you know.
It's everything. Yeah. Do you think about dying ever? And are you scared of death?
Since my sister and my mama died, I've been thinking about dying all the time. But it's not like I want to die. It's like how to prevent from dying early.
Yeah. It's easy to have that on your mind, you know?
Yeah. Because I thought my mother was going to live at least 10 more years. Mm-hmm. And my sister, she died in a car wreck. So you know she had more time to live. Mm-hmm. And it was horrible. It still is horrible.
Yeah.
But, that's the way I think of it. I think of not dying early, you know.
That's a good way to think about it.
And I wake up and I be feeling like, you know, I still got things I want to accomplish, you know.
Yeah.
Even, you know.
What have you learned from life, and what are the most important things?
Well, let me see. I learned from life that it's better to treat people as you want to be treated. And I learned that even if you can't get along with your loved ones or something like that, even if you're having a spat or something like that, it's still better to tell them you love them than tell them that you hate them.
Yeah.
No matter how bad it is, you know.
Or at least try to work it out.
It's better to tell them that you love them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's better for you to, you know, really do try to work things out. And what was the other part?
What are the most important things?
Making sure that, you know, that you treat people right.
Yeah.
No matter how hard it is, you know, sometimes it get hard to be treating people right because sometimes people don't want to be treated right. They like, you know, I mean, that's not all true, but sometimes they act as if they don't want to be treated right, you know, but
yeah.
Everybody want to be treated right.
Even the ones that are, you know, don't treat you well,
right.
They need the most.
Right.
Niceness. Anything else?
No, that was good.
Alrighty.